And let me read now this section. You talk about the effect upon mankind. Listen to this. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and moan over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and of fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and the souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off, for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught. Now, as I read from verses 11 through 17 here, did you feel like you might be walking down the main street of some of our great cities? That is, that you were in the main shopping area, and you were window shopping, and in the windows you see all of these things today. These are products of an affluent society. And the interesting thing is, these were available in the Roman Empire of John's day. Everything that is listed here is a luxury item. Babylon will make these luxury items necessities, just as today the items that, well, we think they're necessities. I remember reading not long ago when the first bathtub was introduced in this country. And do you know who opposed it more than anyone else? Was the doctors. They said it would shorten life if you took a bath every day. Once a week or once a month was enough. And the bathtub was just a luxury that you couldn't afford. Well, when we go to a motel or hotel today, my wife looks to see if there's a tub there, and I look to see if there's a shower. And generally, there's both present. We live in a luxury age, but everything we call necessities are actually luxuries. That is, most of them. Now, let's look at these. I'm taking them up separately. The merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise or cargo anymore. Merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls. My, you talk about a depression. They're having one here. You see, we're in the jewelry department here. And then we leave the jewelry department and we go over to the ladies' ready-to-wear department. And fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet. And then we move to the luxury gift department. And all fine, or rather citron wood, and every vessel of ivory and every vessel made of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble. Now we move on to the spice and cosmetic department, and cinnamon and spice and odors and ointment and frankincense. They had a great deal of spray deodorant, you see, the kind that works 24 hours a day, so the advertisement on TV says. But here it all is. Now we go to the liquor department and the pastry center. And wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat. This is the food of the rich. You see, barley was the food of the poor in that day. All of this is what the rich were living on. They were living high on the hog, eating high on the hog. They were having it fine until Babylon went down. Now, will you notice we moved to the meat department, where you can get porterhouse steaks and filet mignon, and also lamb chops. Notice this, and cattle and sheep. Then the merchandise covers every phase of business. The articles are for a society accustomed to the better things of the material universe. Even men were bought and sold, including their souls. My friend, today, I think that's becoming more and more true, where great corporations have men on the payroll that don't dare move or leave. They're bound there, and they're almost like slaves today. Right now, there's many a woman that's selling her soul, and they get a good price, too, by the way. The articles here are articles for a society that's been living high. And not only that, and merchandise of horses and chariots and slaves, bodies and souls of men. The merchants of these things who grew rich by her, they'll stand afar off because of the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas. Now that in the Greek is a word that you don't even need to translate it to get the meaning. It's ooi, ooi. And that sounds better than alas to me. Ooi, ooi, for the great city. Ooi, you see, sounds better. Why, the very sound of the word, ooi, is a form of wailing. And the merchants of the earth sit before their TV screens and cry, ooi, ooi, for in 1 hour, wealth so great was laid desolate. We also have been able to find a parallel in the Old Testament. Do we have anything that corresponds to this in the past? I think so. Ezekiel predicted the judgment of Tyre, the capital of the Phoenicians, and Tyre was to the ancient world what New York City is today and Babylon is to the future. You read Ezekiel 26 and 27.